Well, last day on the job, boys. So tomorrow when we come in to have our free coffee and donuts, it won't technically be legal.
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to thank you for taking me with you and Bob in this new drywall job that you got.
Well, Mark, we looked at a lot of applicants. We found out you were the only one married to my daughter. So, I guess I better pack up all my personal stuff, take it home. There.
You gonna miss this place, Dan?
I don't know, Bob. I have my memories. Like this. I bet I've stapled 1,000 office memos with this thing. And how many times have you guys come in here and caught me using this crazy tape dispenser?
I've never seen you use that.
Pens, pencils, paper clips. Memories, memories, memories. Well, guess that about does it. I'm gonna call Rosie, tell her I'm on my way home.
Tell you one thing, Mark. The city of Lanford is losing a great asset right there.
I'm sure they can get another stapler bomb.
Hey, honey. Yeah, we're just about done here. I just wanted my last call from the office to be to you. I love you. Okay. Bye-bye. Just that about does it. This is Dan Connor. Punching out. Can't believe we forgot this. Show you something.
Okay, but this better be good because they're showing that full house where they think one of those little twins is dying.
Looky here. It's our massive accumulation of bills.
I'll get the lighter fluid.
No. See, I've sorted them by when they were received. Clinton, Bush, Reagan. See here where it says amount enclosed? I thought it might be fun to put a number in there.
Why?
Because we can. Look at this. Not only did they give me last week's pay, but I got my unused vacation time and drew the money out of my pension fund. If I'd have known all you had to do to clean up like this was quit your job, I'd have done it long ago.
I've never even seen a check for that amount of money before. Well, what does that comma mean?
You know, we pay everything off, we'll finally be debt-free. So we got to be smart here. I say we pay half of the bills and split the rest between an aggressive money market and a conservative mutual fund.
I was practicing that all the way home.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you're right. We shouldn't, if we're going to invest it, we shouldn't put it all in one place. I say we put half of it into the mattress, and then the other half in tomato cans buried under the bush in the backyard.
Well, wherever we put it, it's got to be safe and secure. We really do have to make a mature decision about this.
Yeah. I want to go to Paris. I hear that the French people are really rude and they hate Americans, so I will, like, totally fit right in there.
Roseanne.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid. But But what about England or, you know, Italy or China or even Canada? But not Canada, because we can already buy their bacon here. I know. I've got it. There's some place we could go to see all of these places at once.
International House of Pancakes.
No, but I'll give you two hints. Florida and the happiest place on earth.
We're going to Gator World.
No, you idiot. Disney World. It's perfect because they have that Epcot Center thing, okay? So, like, say you're in Italy and you get really bored, you just walk right over to China, okay? I know for real that in the real world, that would actually take days.
You can't blow my hard-earned cash on a vacation.
I hear they have something called a beer garden.
Hot dog!
It is so great. We'll take the whole family.
Oh. Them.
No, think about it, Dan. Becky's applying for college, and Darlene's going to be graduating soon. This is probably the last chance we will ever get for a family vacation.
Well, we could sleep on it, I guess. And...
Hey, everybody! Cancel next week! We're going to Disney World!
We discuss it in the morning.
Can we just do this meeting without Becky? In fact, while we're at it, can we do everything without Becky?
No, she's part of this family. We're not having a family meeting without her. Besides, I just called her. She'll be here any minute.
You're right. We're going on vacation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the role of Becky, originally played by Lisa Goranson, then by Sarah Chalk, then by Lisa Goranson, will be played this evening by Sarah Chalk. The taking of flash photographs or use of recording devices is strictly prohibited.
Disney World? I've always wanted to go there.
Aren't you glad that you're here this week?
Wait, isn't that the place where happy families go to have fun?
We're not letting that stop us.
Can Mark go?
Damn. He is family. Sure.
What about Aunt Jackie?
Of course, she's family.
I'll be in the basement, I guess.
Oh, David, get a grip. Of course you're family.
Oh, I love Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse.
You will stop that now. Your job is to contact a travel agent and make sure you get us a really good package deal. Okay, we've got a lot of prep work that needs to be done before we can make this happen. For instance, we need to pack our clothes. Darlene, go down to the luggage store, look in the dumpster in the back, bring us the boxes. Becky, your job, get to the airport early, collect a lot of those carts, and turn the quarters over to me.
What about the baby?
Oh, yeah, well, somebody does need to take care of the baby. Now, that person will not be able to go on any of the rides and will have to sit there every single day listening to the rest of us talk about how much fun we're having, so that's going to be pure torture. We'll get Mom.
What's my job?
Cancel the paper.
You mean cancel the neighbor's paper?
Well, that would be the paper, Dan.
Okay. While I'm at it, I'll also shut down the gas, the electricity, the water.
We're not moving.
Well, sorry, I've never done this before.
Okay, well, we're all set.
Mom!
Oh. Yeah, start practicing your limp, because we're going to want to park close to the terminal.
No, school, I mean, I don't think my teacher's going to let me go. We're supposed to make a model out of something from ancient Greece by next week. I don't think I could live with myself if I just blew it off.
Well, you are not going to spoil our family vacation, okay? You are a Connor. You are skipping school, blowing off that project. Now you sit down here. Turn on that television, watch it, and think about what you just said.
Okay, Mrs. Connor, I found us a great fare to Orlando, but they only have 6 seats, and we need 8.
So, should we go ahead and order pet carriers for DJ and Mark?
Children, 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 pay very close attention here. I'm about to pass on an old family secret. Hello. Yes, I'm going to need to cancel my reservations for the 4:15 flight on Sunday to Orlando. My name is Smith. Oh. Yes, hello. This is Mrs. Miller, and I'm going to need to cancel my reservations for the 4:15 flight on Sunday to Orlando. It's not? Well, perhaps it's booked under my maiden name.
Habib.
Yes, that's right, Habib. Yes, that is right. Cool. Thank you very much. Oh, no, I won't need to reschedule at all. Praise Allah. Call them back. I think they got an opening now.
Yet another federal offense I've witnessed in this house.
Man, everything is totally coming together. And why? Because I am the puppet master.
Roseanne, don't kill me.
Everybody wants something from me.
Big trouble. I've been going over the diner schedule. There's no way we can get out of our shifts. Leon can't work extra hours, and Nancy's taken off to go to the erotic cartoon festival. I tried calling former employees, temporary agencies. There's nothing we can do.
Damn it. Wait a minute. I'm surprised I didn't think of this earlier. There.
What'd you do?
I just made our problem into Leon's problem, so I hope he handles it better than we did. So how is the reservations there, David?
We are all booked to Orlando, Mrs. Connor. Ooh. Or should I say Mrs. Habib?
Well, grab your bells, gals. We are going to Disney World.
I told you, the pilot said he's flying as fast as he can.
No, it's not about that. It's just my family is spread out all over the place. Do you think you could ask this nice lady if she'd move?
No. And thank you for making us your airline.
Well, where are we going to go first?
Dan... Could you take him to see Mom for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me. Whoa, he's gained weight since this morning.
Pardon me, sorry. Hey, did I miss a belt loop, Victor?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
How come we're not all weightless?
We are. I'm just wearing special shoes.
Little Jerry. Oh, what's wrong, honey? Give me the juice, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh. David, heads up.
Man, Disney World is huge. Jackie, the blue part is the water and the brown part is the land.
Why don't we make this home base?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, everybody, listen up now. If we get separated or you get lost from the herd, we'll all meet up in Fantasyland.
Wait. What do you mean, if we get separated?
I mean, this is a family vacation, darling. We have to all stick together.
You're kidding, right? I mean, I'm not flying 1,000 miles with you people just to sample waffles from around the world.
I don't believe her.
You will stick with the herd, young lady.
Come on, Dad. We have to split up.
So what are you telling me? That you all feel like this?
Hey, I have felt that way since I was 4.
you believe my kids not wanting to be with me?
That is shocking.
I'll be with you, honey.
Damn it, Dan. I took care of every single problem that would have ruined our family vacation except one. Our family. I gotta go check on my baby. Here. Guard these pretzels as if they were potato chips. So, Mom, is he okay?
Yes, but I think he misses his mommy.
Excuse me, if you slide into that seat right there, then maybe I can get by.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I hope that was a Cheeto I stepped on.
Whatever it was, it doesn't work anymore anyway.
Come on, dear. Come and take a walk with Mama.
Ooh, there's Mommy.
I think it's so wonderful that men like you have found a niche in the airline industry.
Your brothers and sisters are a bunch of ingrates. Now I know how that queen mother feels.
Wow.
Hey, now this is living. Look at the size of these seats. I knew I wasn't dreaming. It's true. Rich people are fat. Oh, look at this. It's got a footrest and the best magazines. Man, this is like Supercuts.
Have you seen your mother?
No. And hasn't this been a wonderful flight?
She went that way through those curtains.
Through those curtains? Through the first class curtains? No Connor's ever been through those curtains before.
Yeah, well, that's where she went.
Well, better go after her. How do I look?
Oh, boy, Mom and Dad up in first class. Guess they won't be taking any pictures for the brochures on this flight, huh?
What's going on? They're still up there. Why hasn't that flight attendant kicked them out?
Well, it's probably a little hard to do when you're hogtied.
They probably got arrested and handcuffed the minute they went up there. Mark, go check on them.
Okay.
Yeah, good idea, Jackie. Send a lifeless probe up to make sure it's safe.
God, I can't believe you guys are trying to get my husband in trouble.
Why wouldn't you believe it? I was the one that put the plastic gun in his carry-on. Still nothing.
Ha! Why?
Maybe there's no front to this plane and they're just... walking off the edge.
Well, in that case, I better get on the airphone and warn the village below.
Come on, David. No, Darlene, no.
Come on, David.
Isn't there a cover charge or something?
If they're all sitting up in first class, I'm going to sneak up there, too.
I'm joining you!
Go!
Oh, Stuart, my towel's beginning to cool. Oh, ow. No, not for my hands. I want that one on my feet.
Sir, you actually cut the crusts off of these? Can I have them?
Mom, what is this?
Oh, well, that's what fish looks like before they cut it up into sticks and deep fat fry it. I wouldn't eat it if I was you.
Hey, bud. You sure it's okay for us to stay up here?
Oh, yes. The other passengers all took a vote. And insisted that you stay up here.
Isn't that great, Dan? We make friends wherever we go.
I love it up here. This is my 10th glass of fresh squeezed orange juice. My stomach kind of hurts.
You know, this is pretty great, Mom.
Yeah, listen, you know, we're thinking that maybe it would be kind of cool if, you know, we spend a little time together as a family once we get there.
Yeah, you know, not the whole time. You know what they say, nothing in excess. No, really, people really do say that.
Oh, you guys, that is so nice. I'm so excited. We're going on a family vacation, man. It's totally awesome.
Ooh, everybody, Channel 12 on your headsets. Nipsey Russell.
Oh.